This is the eighth dialogue between Jay Krishnamurti and David Bohm in Ojai, California, 1980.
We left off non-movement.
Yes.
A human being who has been pursuing the path of becoming and has gone through all that and went through this sense of emptiness, silence, energy, and abandoned almost everything and come to the point, the ground, and has this insight. How does all that affect his daily life? That's what we came to.
Yes, that was the question.
What is his relationship to society? What is his action with regard to war, the whole world of a world that's really living in darkness and struggling in darkness? That's what we.
Yes.
What is he to do? What is his action, right? I would say, sir, you say, as we discussed the other day, it's non-movement. What did that mean?
Yes, well, we said before that the ground was movement without division.
Without division. I've got that here. Quite right.
Now, in some sense, it seems inconsistent to say non-movement while you say the ground is movement, right?
Ground is movement, yes. I forgot all that. Sorry.
Yeah.
Hello, sir. Would you say an ordinary, average man, educated, sophisticated, with all his unpleasant activities, he's constantly in movement, right?
Yes, well, a certain kind of movement.
I mean, movement in time.
Yes.
Movement in becoming. And we are saying the man who has trodden, if I may use that word, that path, and come to that point, and from there, what is his action? We said for the moment what that may mean, non-action, non-movement. What does that mean?
Well, it means, as you say, not taking part in this process.
Yes, of course, that's obvious.
Yeah.
Well, if he doesn't take part in this process, what part does he play? Would you say a complete non-action? What did that mean? It's a tough question. I see something, but I'm trying to put it into words.
Well, it's not clear why you should call it non-action. You see, you might think that.